With spring in full swing, flowers are blooming, leaves are blossoming, hibernation is over, and birds' nesting season has begun. It's also a time when a hedge-cutting ban commences to protect the nests, birds' eggs, and the little chicks about to hatch. Under the Wildlife Act, it is a criminal offence to cut, burn, or destroy vegetation and hedges in the garden and countryside nationwide. Conservation Ranger of the National Parks and Wildlife Service is Sam Bailey, and he explains the importance of the ban.
The ban is to protect wild birds while they're breeding. It's, you know, the main part of the breeding season, from the 1st of March to the end of August is the main meat breeding season. The hedgerows, especially in Ireland, our hedgerows are very important for our birds. So we don't have a huge amount of woodland. So our hedgerows are sort of like the veins that link up a lot of our habitats and are very important for birds for nesting. There is a national ban on cutting of hedgerows. The legislation applies to nesting birds and them being protected. So if you are disturbing a nesting bird, then that's obviously an offence. So if you have a nesting bird in a hedgerow in your garden, then definitely that still applies.
Hedgerows are really important habitats for birds' nests, but also provide shelter, protection and food too.
So hedgerows provide a huge amount of food, and the tree species which are in a hedge are often, you know, sort of very good for insects as well as fruit. So that's very important to a lot of the birds that are looking for sustenance while they're breeding. You know, so a nice, good, thick hawthorn or blackthorn hedge acts as an amazingly good sort of protection area for a bird to nest as well. So it has sort of multiple purposes, multiple uses for good nesting areas.
The ban applies from the 1st of March to the 31st of August, but it's recommended to keep an eye out for nests for birds that breed outside of this time frame. Cutting the hedges can destroy the nests, and tampering can in some cases make birds abandon their nests, leaving the chicks behind.
A lot of people don't realise is that birds can, they don't just necessarily have one brood in a year. There's a number of species that will have quite a few, you know, sort of two, three, or even up to four broods over the nesting season. So you can still have, you know, sort of chicks in the nest in late August, and as well as chicks in the nest in early March. You know, too, we have some species that breed well outside of those areas at those times. So it is important to, you know, even outside of those that time, that to keep an eye on, you know, that you aren't damaging anything. So if a hedge gets cut there with a, you know, where there's a nesting bird, you know, sort of in there, then obviously that nest could get disturbed or destroyed, or certainly could be open to predation far easier. So, you know, there's a number of factors that could make it a big problem for them. If it doesn't, just if the hedge cutting in itself doesn't make them abandon the nest in the first place.
The ban on hedge cutting is to protect wildlife species and ensure breeding, especially for wildlife on the red list of conservation concerns, such as the quail, curlew, kestrel and the grey wagtail, to name a few.
So there's a lot of species that are really struggling in Ireland now. You know, there's a high proportion of our birds are on what is called the red list, which means that they're of high conservation concern. In other words, they're declining quite rapidly. And it's a really high percentage now of species within this country that's struggling. So a lot of those species would potentially be birds that might use hedgerows, or, you know, certainly breed, you know, sort of close proximity to us, our humans. So, or use sort of man-made habitats. So it's very important that what we're doing on those habitats do the best for the birds that are breeding there.
One thing to note is that there are some exemptions to the hedge-cutting ban, but they are to be considered last resort.
Then, I mean, there could well be a legitimate reason why a hedgerow is being cut within the season. If it's a construction work, then, you know, hedgerows are allowed to be done within the construction. That's one of the exemptions. The other one is obviously roadside safety. It's a very big one. So roadside hedgerows is an important one that does have an exemption. In some areas, though, in, you know, sort of domestic gardens, if you haven't got nesting birds in a hedge, then there is an exemption in place that means that you can do some, but it does mean that you have to have nothing nestling there.
If you see someone cutting hedges during this period and you are concerned, there are ways in which you can report it.
If people are concerned that there's something happening that shouldn't be, then there is an email address that you can send your concern to, wildlifeenforcement@npws.gov.ie, and that will get passed on to the relevant conservation ranger for your area and will get looked into. It is best to go through the National Parks and Wildlife Service, but I mean, the guards are, able to deal with these as well, but we are obviously much more versed in this particular part of legislation than the guards would be, so we are, we would be the first port of call to go to.
For more information, visit the Irish National Park and Wildlife Services online at npws.ie. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.